Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
This is CBS Eye on the World with Thaddeus McCotter, American Greatness. I'm John Batchelor, and here comes a dusty one. Indiana Hone Line, the bag of tricks, the chapeau, the bullwhip. Now we go to the Pleistocene. That is?
Indiana, we have word that you found the first symbol that was etched by human beings. And correct me if I'm wrong, but wasn't it buy one ox, get one ox half off?
Well, these were wild cattle and often referred to, by the way, in the Bible as wild ox by the translation. But it's really about the auroch, which was a fierce wild cattle that were the size of closer to our elephants today than cows, but the ancestors of modern domesticated cattle. And a bone fragment marked with symbols was found in the Ramla region of Israel. It's approximately 120,000 years old, estimated, possibly the earliest evidence of human roots of symbols ever found, an important clue to how symbolic expression developed. And you see the carvings into the bone. The bone of an auroch was considered significant and probably had some relationship to the hunter, and they were able to use three-dimensional imaging to reconstruct it and realize that the guy was a right-handed person who made the carvings. So it's the oldest known form of messaging that was used in the Levant, and this is a remarkable development in how they were able to reconstruct and identify it, especially in area of the Levant where this is a first altogether. And it also helps develop the patterns of the evolution of language that linguistics use to, by reversing the process, to see how it started and how it transferred to what we have today.
Now I see in your bag of tricks, Indiana, we go to the 2nd century AD, the Bar Kokhba revolt, and some scrolls that have been found in much the same mystery as the Dead Sea Scrolls of the 1st century. What have they found in the 2nd century AD?
Well, this is discoveries in the Judean desert south of Jerusalem that date to the period and the secluded caves, as were the Qumran caves, the earlier Dead Sea Scrolls. These were hidden during the time of the Bar Kokhba revolt, which was 132 to 136 CE. And the parchment fragments are Greek translations of the books of Zechariah and Nahum and other of the minor prophets in the Hebrew Bible. And this is that excavation that's been going on for 60 years and are now it's a rush project because of so much of it is deteriorating and because of looters and marauders in the desert, Bedouin and others who have long time raided these caves and been able to in the Cave of Horrors in particular, where these documents were found.
Indiana Hone Line, the dusty one, the bullwhip, the chapeau, back out on the road to fill his bag of tricks. That is McCotter, American Greatness. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.